Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Local people, local stories. This is the All Local on KMX 1070 News Radio.
This is Southern California's only 24-hour local news and traffic station, KMX 1070 News Radio. Good morning, I'm Chris Sedens. Top local story now, a USC Trojan football player. Suspended last month, well, the team initially didn't say why. Now the LA Times is reporting it's because of a pending fraud investigation related to the pandemic assistance program. Sophomore wide receiver Munir McLean's name came up in a complaint that he and other students filed for unemployment benefits. McLean says he applied because the income from his reselling business had dried up due to the pandemic. His family has retained a lawyer and plan to challenge the suspension. Small online survey of one of Los Angeles' large racial groups suggests a vaccine shot to prevent coronavirus may not be easily embraced as a cure for the pandemic.
A quick coronavirus vaccine that's endorsed widely by politicians, maybe the president, not so much by doctors, might have trouble with people.
And many do not trust the government.
Brenda Watson, a registered nurse, also co-chair of the Black Women Rally for Action, they did a survey online, asked 335 people of color if they would take a coronavirus vaccine if one is discovered before the end of the year.
93% of Black residents polled in Los Angeles County say they will not take the COVID-19 vaccine this year.
Lots of reasons for mistrust, maybe more so in the Black community. For about 40 years, U.S. government researchers did inject hundreds of Black men with syphilis, didn't treat it, and observed it as an experiment. Craig Figner, KNX 1070 News Radio.
Local animal rescuer and pet store owner Mark Ching is now facing criminal misdemeanor charges by L.A. prosecutors, alleging he practiced veterinary medicine without a license and engaged in deceptive advertising for his business. This case stems from an investigation from the LA Times that uncovered complaints by a number of veterinarians who accused Ching of persuading pet owners to abandon prescribed treatments and instead give their sick dogs and cats products he sells at his business. Ching is scheduled to be arraigned in December. For the past couple of months, the leaders of a Sun Valley megachurch have defied health department orders, even court orders, by continuing to hold indoor church services. But now that some members of Grace Community Church have come down with COVID-19, there could be quite a scene come Sunday morning.
And by that, a legal analyst believes that law enforcement officers could be at Grace Community Church ready to arrest somebody, possibly church leaders, if they once again defy the orders and move ahead with indoor services. Attorney Lou Shapiro believes they probably shouldn't go there.
Yes, it would be in the church's best interest to demonstrate humility at this point, show the county and public that they are following orders, and avoid a big scene from occurring Sunday morning.
He's a criminal defense attorney and a legal analyst. It's not clear who the three people are who came down with the coronavirus, whether they're staff or churchgoers, or where they may have picked up the virus. We've reached out to church attorneys for comment. Meantime, health department officials plan to work with the church to prevent the virus from spreading. In Sun Valley, John Baird, KNX 1070 News Radio.
A report from Cal State Fullerton says Disneyland's closure is hitting the Southern California economy and hitting it hard. It says its cost to the region, $3 billion already. Could cost another $2 billion and a total of 46,000 jobs if the closure continues through March.
A lot of the employees that have been furloughed or laid off are being paid unemployment insurance and other compensation by the federal and state governments. But if this pandemic-led slowdown continues, a lot of workers will lose those benefits and may lose their jobs permanently. So the damage is going to get worse over time.
That's Cal State Fullerton economist Anil Puri, who tells KNX the closure has a major impact on hotels and restaurants that really rely on Disney tourists. He says it might not be until sometime late next year when the tourism industry returns to a more normal pace. More reopenings are coming today. In Los Angeles County,
tattoo parlors and businesses offering waxing and other personal care services are being allowed to resume limited indoor operations. And restrictions are being eased for breweries and wineries. Reservations will no longer be required, and wineries won't have to serve food anymore. Some outdoor entertainment options are coming back: go-karts, mini golf, and batting cages.
The more things are opened up, the more we interact with each other. And that means the more protections we have to take with every single one of those interactions.
Public Health Director Barbara Ferrer.
So I like to applaud us, because you look around and you see how many other places are getting into a lot of trouble with their reopenings, because the reality is you level off, people feel better, we feel like we're making progress, but then we have more interactions. And if we're not super careful when we have more interactions, we end up with those spikes that we all want to avoid.
That's what happened in LA County this summer. Officials have since taken a more cautious approach to reopenings. The county is letting more kids go back to school by raising the cap on high-need students who can return for in-person instruction. Claudia Pescuta, KNX 1070 News Radio.
An estimated 284,000 jobs in the creative sector of the Southern California economy are now lost due to the pandemic. A new report commissioned by Otis College of Art and Design in Los Angeles says the loss includes jobs in fashion, entertainment, digital media, and arts institutions. Now, this report also counted indirect job losses as well, and says the state shed an estimated 678,000 positions between February and August. The LA Times is reporting the loss equaled an estimated $58.4 billion in lost labor income.
The KNX All Local is updated multiple times a day. But for the latest news and traffic, listen live to KNX anytime on Alexa by saying, "Alexa, play KNX 1070. You can also listen at KNX1070.com, radio.com, and KNX 1070 AM News Radio.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, O'Reilly.